1965, I dated a girl at SMU named Patty Roper. She and a girlfriend of hers went down to Biloxi, Mississippi on spring break and returned with a South American caiman as a gift for me. This reptile closely resembles an alligator, but has a more armored belly. They do not grow to be as big as gators, though. When we lived in University Park, our maid, Ida, used to go out and hang washing on the clothesline to dry. I didn't know where to keep the caiman, so he was relegated to a small fenced-in area I constructed in the backyard. Ida was big, probably close to 300 pounds. The caiman was about 16 inches long. Ida said she was afraid to go out in the backyard because that alligator was out there. I asked Ida, "You don't really think that caiman could actually eat you, do you?" Shortly after that, the caiman escaped. The Braganses, our neighbors two doors down, had a pond in their backyard in the shape of the state of Texas. They put out a complaint that something had eaten all the goldfish that lived in the pond. We were not guilty due to lack of evidence.